You're a slut.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I even stated on this show, I regret it now, but I said there were rumors that the president was drinking again. And now, it's not true. Or maybe it is. I can never decide. Take a look at this clip, see what you think.
There will be many celebrations of Cinco de Mayo.
Right, Bill.
There's going to be a lot of traditional music. A lot of pretty good Mexican food, too.
Inconclusive, I think. That's inconclusive.
You see, all they do is what they like. They take it, they slow it down.
Yeah, they harmonize it.
As you might remember, I drank too much. Fancy digs you got here.
Hi there, buddy.
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Rude, thoughtless little pigs.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
Right on. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah, I had a question for Buzz about legalization of absinthe.
About the legalization of absinthe. Go ahead. I think I can help.
Actually, I know that they have lucid absinthe, which is actually only out in New York, New Jersey, and Texas.
Right.
I didn't know if they were actually going to legalize any other absinthe, any other type, like actual real absinthe, because lucid doesn't even have a Thorogen level.
Wait, what is lucid? What is lucid absinthe?
A brand name.
Oh, lucid.
New one in the U.S.
Should this be a call Buzz takes in the office after the show?
Maybe so.
It does seem like an unusual name, though, for absinthe. Lucid.
Exactly.
Bye!
I wouldn't use that word and absinthe in the same sentence.
Van Gogh would.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. He cut off his ear, Buzz.
That's true.
Or was it Picasso?
That was not one of his lucid moments.
Which one of those dudes cuts his ear off?
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. Yeah,
long, long time ago, Vincent Reese.
You started with American Pie.
I know.
And you meant to go to Vincent.
What's the starry, starry night?
That's Vincent.
That's Vincent. Right. Okay. I always mess up my Don McLean. I hope that guy from Auburn doesn't call again.
Hey, Buzz, did you try to... do a Google search on that semi-pro football team?
I did. I found, maybe 8 different semi-pro teams in Maine, but none of them from his town. None of them from Auburn.
Ain't that something?
Yeah. 6 foot, 300 pounds, okay? Look at the chart. Fat guy.
6 foot, 300 pounds, 25 years. Must have just got done playing semi-pro football. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
yes, sir. You know, I know the election's a ways away, and with that last caller, my vote is definitely that he is a virgin. And,
yeah. Yeah, the only thing...
No, Kelly Clarkson!
He can use the word semi, but he shouldn't put pro after it. He's used the word semi a lot.
Used on him.
Yes, very often.
Around.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry, you're semi again. We can't do anything.
I'm sorry, I got done reading my sports book.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes, hello to you.
Yeah, I got something to say to that last caller.
Sure.
18 wins, 1 giant loss.
Ooh.
Hey, I get jokes.
Yeah, baby.
Nice.
That's not funny. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You lose.
Hello.
Yes, it's you.
Caught by surprise, another fair damsel, and there she goes.
She panicked.
Bye-bye.
Touchdown!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Very well. How about ye?
Dude, hey, I'm not sure if you covered the story, but you hear about the gentleman that paid $1,000 and bet on the Patriots to go 19-0?
No.
Apparently, the casino had called him the week of the game and wanted to buy him out because it paid $6 million if he hit it. They offered to pay $2 million before the game, and he declined it.
I really, as much as we're talking about that much money, if I'd lay, and that would have been a bet that he laid down before the season.
Right. So this guy said he would have won $6 million
if they went 19-0, but they wanted to buy him out for $2 million. I probably wouldn't have taken the bet.
That's almost like deal or no deal, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, but I mean, really, with everybody saying the Patriots are going to go 19-0,
if they say though, we guarantee you $2 million freaking dollars, you got to go with the money.
Yeah. You get another $4 million if they do it.
That's why you get your rooms for free.
You're right.
That's why I pay for my meals and you don't.
Gambler.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, but when you look at that ledger at the end, and I'm not talking about Heath either.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Hi, guys. Hey, Buzz, I wanted to talk to you about something.
What would that be, sir?
You know, you're familiar with the porn star Paul Thomas?
Yes. Yes, I am.
He's actually in Jesus Christ Superstar. He's the guy that sings What's the Buzz?
There's a guy who looks like him, but I don't think it's the same guy.
Oh, it's really him. I know him. I lived with that guy for 6 to 8 months. Well, he told me the whole story.
You may want to throw this to believe it or not, to Joe, because I think Joe was telling me the same thing earlier this week.
You're kidding,
Paul Thomas actually was in Jesus Christ Superstar and went on to be a really popular porn producer.
I didn't know that was really him. I recognize the face.
He's not only a porn producer, but he was also a porn star. He was in a lot of movies before he became
actor-producer.
But I also think he's got a connection with Boogie Nights, if I'm not mistaken. He might have something to do with that movie, legitimate movie,
Joe?
Boogie Nights.
Right. Joe, we're running in circles here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes to everything.
Hello.
Yeah, there you
Don
go.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
See?
Hello.
Hi. Don?
Yeah. I apologize.
I'm always surprised at my level of disappointment.
And I'm surprised that I thought to toss it.
Lower your standards.
I apologize to all of you and to all of you.
Put it in the notebook, Rob.
I'm Don.
Right.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
This is Hillary Clinton.
Hey, you're my man.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'd heard that.
I'm voting for you, you know.
I was hoping you could might come.
You big peckerwood.
Yeah, go ahead, Hillary.
Oh, he's gone.
Too bad.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. It. Hello.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys, if I'm, that's, so I'm kind of slow on this, but do you have chocolate Skittles?
Do we have chocolate Skittles?
Are you saying do they have or do we have?
Do you have them out there yet?
No, I haven't heard of them yet.
Could you hear the foundation of the building shake as Rob jumped up for the microphone? Because I'll tell you, if it's not Nazi,
right,
it's candy.
It's candy. He
and
knows
the,
it's candy.
If the Nazis ever made candy,
right?
My God.
I don't know. Of
I hate to think what they would make the candy out of.
It would just be the red and white M&Ms.
Probably white chocolate.
And it would be, they'd be red M&Ms with a slightly different logo. Mm-hmm.
Not an M.
Right.
I've never heard of chocolate Skittles, but I can give you a recipe.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mike, so can you.
Yeah, I know.
So can you.
Go to Great Wolf Lodge, drink Blue Moon Ale all afternoon, and serve warm.
And when your daughter gets walking pneumonia, your Skittles are ready.
Yum, yum.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, don't talk about my Patriots. I'm not going to go on.
You're right.
Everybody's picking on the guy from Auburn.
Yeah. And rightly so, Mike.
Absolutely.
He's a semi-pro player. He can take it.
Mm-hmm. Semi-homemade with Sandra Lee.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Yeah, that guy was funny. I love when you guys go after a guy like that. He's such a tool. If he's a semi-pro football player, that's really bad for, and that's why nobody else watches.
You know, I have a question about semi-pro football because, really, I grew up in Hartford, Connecticut, rooting for a semi-pro team, the Hartford Knights, and, right. I mean, it was a huge deal in my town. Is there anywhere anymore where they have, because it's so college, right from college into the pros now. They used to really have these working class guys that were like Marv Hubbard. Remember that name?
Like, go to the Pennsylvania. We were just in, a lot of my girlfriend's family lives around Beaver. Beaver?
What about the vagina?
Beaver Falls. Mm-hmm. It's the area that Joe Namath came from.
I remember the semi-pro teams that I rooted for. I didn't root for them, but I...
Dan Marino. And I just could tell you, when we were there a couple of weeks ago, there were still signs up for whatever
their
semi-pro team that had played.
And do they take, like, the working stiffs, the guys that maybe can graduate to the NFL? Because there were a lot of guys in the old days that actually would play. We had they were great names, too. You had the Hartford Knights. You had the Virginia Sailors. You had the Bridgeport Jets. And you had the Pottstown Firebirds. That was my favorite team, the Pottstown Firebirds.
Well, I think, and I don't want someone to call and say, hey, Don, I'm 25, I've never been laid, and you're wrong. I think that Pottstown was the first original NFL franchise.
Really?
And it was, I see this like during the Super Bowl. And
right.
They moved the team to Chicago. Is that what they did? They became the Bears or the Chicago Cardinals or
okay.
Something. Isn't that Buzz's favorite town?
Buzz, what was it like back then?
At Pottstown.
In Pottstown? The only thing I remember about it was just how damn cold it was.
Cold. fucking cold. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Man, it was cold.
It was like 19-odd-21, right?
Odd 21. Hello. Year of our Lord, Dave.
Calendar was frozen.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Sundial.
Just calling to say chocolate Skittles totally suck.
You've tried chocolate? You've tried them?
No, they suck. Oh. They're chewy chocolate flavored. They're like Tootsie Rolls gone retarded.
Rob, did she just give me a Dennis Murphy answer where I said you've tried them and she said, no, they suck?
I'll tell you something else that sucks is Diet Dr. Pepper with chocolate.
Really?
Yeah, well, I can imagine.
Seriously, if you've ever wondered what a can of diarrhea tastes like.
Joe wrote a joke.
Joe wrote Nazi candy for Rob. Jujubes.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Where's that material on your Saturday night get-together?
God, he's just out there churning it out, isn't he?
All right, well, listen. Joe Artinger, right?
The phones are hopping right now.
Sure.
Let's do it.
It's a perfect day for it.
Let's put 10 minutes on the clock.
It's a perfect day.
Okay.
By my estimation, we still got time for news, time for crank, time for more news, but we only have 10 minutes.
How many minutes?
10, Mike.
All right.
To make us laugh.
Very good.
You know how this goes. We take on-screen calls at 877-365-3636. We're playing for $500.
If you're able to make us laugh, you will get $500 and the satisfaction of knowing that we'll tell some of your jokes at private parties.
All right, so if you can win over the room, it's me and Mike. Make us both laugh. 877-365-3636. We'll sit on this stoop making chicken with Larry King or eating fried chicken with Larry King tape.
Or iguana, as I like to call Larry King.
God, that's Jesus. Loud. Jesus.
Wow. Iguana King.
Anyway, call now. So make us laugh. Win $500. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.